Welcome to Moments of Impact, sponsored by Twisted Threads, featuring your host, Karen A. Sims. We're glad that you decided to join us today. Remember to share these Moment of Impact messages with others in your circle so that we can continue to grow our network and inspire, impact, and transform globally. When the tide shifts, when we think about the shifting of the tide, many of us may think about the time to move. Perhaps the shifting of the tide may cause us to think about water rising, temperatures rising, opportunity presenting itself, or maybe it means danger. But it always points us to the fact that that time, when the tide shifts, is a time to move. I recently had a trip to the beach with the family, and it was our family vacation, and as always, it's a great, wonderful time of relaxation, laughter, a bit of crazy, because it's our family. But there was occurrences that happened during our time at the beach that caused me to think about things in a reflective way. One, being able to spend time with my children and grandchildren and seeing the way that on each side they've grown and they are going through new experiences and we're sharing time with significant others, and it was a blast. And then as we sat and we made our way to the beach and we set up our spot, so this is our spot, and we claimed it. And from claiming it, we said, this is a good spot. And we stayed at that spot. And it's interesting because we spent a couple of days at the beach. And so the first day, we had a spot, and there were some challenges that we needed to overcome. Because we decided, I don't know how, we're not really a dog family. Some of us are. But we wound up being on the portion of the beach that was dedicated to the dogs. So families with dogs, dogs running and frolicking and doing what they do at the beach, which was really similar to what we as humans would do. They ran, they sat, they got the rays of the sun, they got in the water and got wet. And things were good. But then as the tide shifted, we realized that there were times when the lifeguards were around. And they were very keen to the fact of the water was rising because they didn't want it to appear like imminent danger was near. But they were cautious about the fact that there were valuables close by that they were ordered and in charge of protecting. And so our first day was great. We, you know, saw a couple of dogs. It was a great experience. And then the next day, we decided we don't really want to sit where the dogs were, but it was still a good experience. In what areas of your life do you have where it's like, well, that wasn't bad, but I don't want to return to it? And so it came to my mind as we do these topics and as we talk about them. It's always an opportunity to think about things differently. So next day, we decided, let's go to the beach. Let's go to a different spot. We want to go to the quickest point on the beach from where our hotels are. And we're going to go, and that's where we're going to set up. And we set up in that spot. But on the next day, the shifting of the tide happened at a more noticeable rate. So it wasn't just as the day progressed, you know, the water was rising, it was a little bit more. But there was not one lifeguard, but two in the area that we decided. And we put up our spot again. Here we are, feeling like we're close enough from the water and far enough from the water. So that sweet spot, how many know about that sweet spot in your life? And so I tell this story because as the day progressed, the tide shifted in a very quick way. And the lifeguards made sure that people only stayed in particular areas because apparently that portion of the beach had a little bit more danger. Now, that was something we didn't know when we first got there. Everything looked fine. We surveyed the spot. This looks good. We made the decision that we would select our spot. Again, not too close, not too far. But our vision was not forward. It was decisions based on what we saw right at that moment. How significant is that in your life that you are making decisions right now for things that you only see for right now? And here at Twisted Threads, you know, we enjoy talking about vision boards and dreaming and really thinking about what our destiny is. But the challenge that we have is that if we make decisions only based on what we see right now, we've got to understand that the tide is expected to shift. And so we got to look a little bit further, and we've got to use wisdom and discernment in the areas of our life that we're about to make a move. And it's not that it's a bad move. So here's where the challenge comes in. There's two things. You want to think about your goals in a visionary way. Maybe you got to the beach at 8 a.m. and the tide wasn't high and the tide didn't shift at that time, and you were like, this is a good spot. But the interesting things was for us was that the people who got too close, the water kept coming up, you know? So you're at the beach and the water comes up and then it goes back. The water kept coming up, and the people who got too close and didn't plan enough, all of their beach gear got all wet and it was like, oh my goodness, and people had to leave or they had to reposition themselves. And so for the folks who were not really prepared and they were too close, they got too close to the water and things got damaged, and they were not prepared for any hardship. They weren't prepared for damage. They weren't prepared for, so what's the plan B? There were other people who watched the water. We were one of those folks who we watched the water. And as we watched the water, we were like, okay, I think this is a good spot. And we chose pretty wisely in the fact of, okay, well, this water is going to come up just a little bit more over the time that we'll be out. Now, we made good choices. None of our beachwear got messed up or damaged from the water, but we watched as the lifeguards continued to push back the safe zone. So when we first got there, the safe zone was all the way out, and each moment that the tide shifted and rose, the lifeguards would push back the safe zone. Oh man, this is good stuff. When the safe zone was pushed back, that was supposed to be an indicator for the people who were now in the safe zone to keep watch just in case they needed to make a move. Because what happens when the tide shifts? When the tide shifts, you must as well. And so today we want to talk about in this topic, flexibility in your life, understanding that maybe hardships will come. Maybe you had a plan and it was a good one. Maybe you are making a plan right now and it is a good one, but you got to allow the opportunity for stretching. You've got to make a plan for what happens when the safe zone shifts. What happens when the tide gets too high and imminent danger is ahead? Maybe it's not that serious. Maybe it just is you didn't plan for the expense that your decision was going to make. You didn't plan that, oh my goodness, you're sending your child off to college, and now not only do you have to pay for book and dorm fees, now they got medical fees and who knows, computer and technology fees. I know they've got fees for everything. But you get there and then it's like, oh my goodness, we spent so much money trying to get Susie and John here. We didn't think they need groceries, they need bedding, they need clothes.
What about books? Oh my goodness, what are they going to do for their personal hygiene items? Like, these are small things in their own right, but when you've planned all you could and took all your resources and then come to the end of them and understand there's still a need for more. And that's the importance of being prepared for the shifting of the tide. Now, I know my children and grandchildren, you know, they made their castles and they were in the water and they were probably past the safe zone. And I'm so, reactive of stay in a safe zone, at least in the water. Why? Because it's big and it's wide. And then I had to allow myself to not be fearful of them being outside of the safe zone. Why? Because it's what I commissioned myself to do. It's what I encourage you to do, to get out of the safe zone, to not be so consumed with the fact of maybe it's a weekly check, maybe it's you got stability in the money that you make. I always say, you know, when you make a good salary but you have a dream, sometimes that salary, those raises that come, they can support your dream, but sometimes they become an anchor for you not pursuing your dream. How many, you know, we look at people worldwide and we hear them talk about how they made the leap. How they made the leap from not just having one job, but moving forward with another. We'll return and talk a little bit more as we wrap up what to do when the tide shifts. Hey there, Twisted Threads family. This is Karen Sims, your host, and I just wanted to share with you an exciting opportunity. Look, you can send a voicemail to my podcast for an opportunity to possibly be a part of one of our future shows. Yes, we'll have question and answer segments, and maybe you'll hear yourself on a future episode of Moments of Impact or our Reflections of Purpose or other segments that we will be releasing shortly. Look, find the voicemail message button and make sure you leave a message so that we can include you, whether it's on any of those segments. We're excited for the opportunity for you to be a part of our show because you're already part of the Twisted Threads Radio family. We're excited you joined us. Thanks for joining us. We're back to talk about when the tide shifts. So as we talked about being able to overcome obstacles and being prepared for when challenges present themselves in our lives, we want to just leave you with a few things to think about. One, we need to expect that flexibility is going to be needed as we pursue our dream. We don't know all of the details. Maybe many of us have taken the time to learn more and dig in and research on how to get a thing done. And sometimes we do that with writing. Sometimes we do that with, you know, learning how to start a business, learning how to overcome a divorce, learning how to heal our hearts. Whatever the task be, make sure that it is making you happy, that it's bringing you joy. Why? Because if it's making you happy and bringing you joy, you'll push forward a little bit more when the difficulties come. When you got to do those high steps and kind of march forward after things have happened in a way that you didn't really want them to. But if you love it, if it makes you happy, if you're passionate about it, you will push forward. When we think on the fact that the tide is expected to shift daily. Like, it's not like this only happens once in a while or, you know, we had our best laid plans. But usually strength training comes and resistance is able to be strengthened when we understand and know that the tide shifts daily. How about that? So if we left the beach and came back another day, we can expect for the tide to shift again because that's what happens. And if you think about that in your life, you'll be able to understand that as you set your goals and you create flexibility around them and you do the things that you're passionate about, the things that make you happy, the things that you're gonna go after, then the sky is the limit and not just the tide. The biggest thing to remember as we close out this topic is this: the tide is going to shift. You expect it, and you are prepared to move. You are prepared that if your dream says go down Main Street Road and an obstacle comes up, you're okay with making a detour. See, we've prepared for this. It's not a bad thing for us to think about because we knew that this was a daily occurrence. As the sun rises and sets, we know certain things that we can do in the daytime that we can't do in the evening. Look, it's simple and doesn't have to be hard or rigorous on our brain. We want to figure out the way. As you come and you listen to our messages from Twisted Threads, we want to get you to your destiny as quickly as you can, but in a sound way, for you to know each step that you're taking is impactful. Each step that you're taking means something to you and the people around you. Each step that you're taking is a brick in the building of your legacy. Amazing thought. A brick in the foundation of your legacy. We're so glad that you continue to join us and listen to these messages and get something out of them. Remember that we are here for you here at Twisted Threads Radio because we understand that dreamers dream. And I often call myself a dreamer's midwife because it sometimes takes some assistance to birth those dreams in your life. And it doesn't have to mean that you want to be, you know, the CEO of a multi-million, billion-dollar corporation. Sometimes the building of your legacy is just stepping away from things that held you back in the past. Sometimes the building of legacy is that you say, my family was known for this, but now the tide has shifted and we will be known for greater. Look, it's Twisted Threads Radio. We're glad that you joined us for our moments of impact. We hope that this has created a moment of impact in your life that you can practice, that you could think and apply to your life. We're so happy you joined us. And at Twisted Threads, we always say we are here. Our tagline is to inspire, to impact, and to transform. Make it an amazing day. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. Feel free to browse our library and listen to other episodes here at Twisted Threads Radio. We're excited that you are now a part of our Twisted Threads family. Please remember to share these episodes, share our podcast on a whole. We've got more great things coming. Until next time, make it great.